Almighty Father will bless you. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Your glory, you will never share with any graven image. Lord, we worship you. We honor you. You are God and you are God forevermore. We bless your name. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. We exalt you. You are good. You are kind, O Lord. We lift you up higher. You are worthy to be praised. You are the Lord and that is your name. Your glory, you will never share with any man. Your glory, you will never share with any graven image. We bless you. We bow before you. We lay our crown and we worship you. We say you are God. You are God and there is no one beside you. You are God. You are the forever living God. We exalt you. We bless your name. And Lord, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Today is Tuesday, the 14th of October, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Thank him for his love over your life. I want you to appreciate the name of the Lord for his God and he will never change. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I speak unto this day. I program blessing into you this day. I program victory for my life in the name of Jesus. I declare that I am not trapped in the midst of darkness in the name of Jesus. For the light of God shine upon me in the name of Jesus. Though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen on me. I declare that the Lord will make a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare you this day that you are a day that the Lord has made for me. I stand and I rejoice in you. In the name of Jesus, I overturn every satanic agenda over my life this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare the weapons that are prepared into you this day, you will not prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, this is a new day that the Lord has given to me. I declare, behold, the Lord will do a new thing for me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that it shall spring forth. The Lord will cause rivers of water to spring out of this day for me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on his word and I declare that an unending flow of God's provision is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I increase in my knowledge of the Lord. I increase in the provision of the Lord for me. In the name of Jesus, I increase in my water level, not ankle deep or waist deep, but that the water is overwhelming. The blessing overflows over my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare I am a force that cannot be stopped, for I have with me the weight of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am not weightless. I don't have weight loss. I gain strength in him. I gain weight in him. For he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the blood of Jesus shield me from any form of sudden attack of the enemy, intentional attack of the enemy. The blood of Jesus shield me. I stand on the word of the Lord. The scripture says that there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. I stand against any enchantment, any witchcraft, any attack of the enemy over my life this day. I render you powerless. Your plan is frustrated over me in the name of Jesus. For I am under the insurance of the blood of Jesus. I am secured, I am redeemed, and I am totally covered in the name of Jesus. Oh, I have no space for wastage. My labor yield fruit. My labor today yields fruit. The favor of the Lord is upon my effort. My effort is not a waste, but the favor of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. I declare today, for the Lord Jesus has revealed unto me, and he has given unto me all things that pertains to life. I thrive in revelation. I see, I know, I hear, and I receive by his grace in the name of Jesus. I declare today that the blessings of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. Every tongue that rises against me in this day, I condemn you in the name of Jesus. I declare God's blessing upon the works of my hand in the name of Jesus. Oh, he has said in his word that you will provide for all my needs according to your riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I receive the blessings of the day in the name of Jesus. It is well with me. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God today, we are still going to stand on our anchor scripture and we are going to make declaration. But before we do the declaration, before you pray as you step out today, I want you to open your Bible to the book of Esther chapter 2 verse 17. Esther 2 17. The king loved Esther more than all the other women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. This is talking about Esther, how the grace of God qualifies a girl that knows no man. Remember our anchor scripture, Psalm 102 verse 13. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. It was time for the favor of the Lord to be upon Esther. She has no qualification as human. She is not the best of all the women that was in the kingdom. She's an orphan. She was not born of the nobles. She has no qualification. As far as life is concerned, she's not perfect. But favor brought Esther to perfection. Favor brought perfection into the life of Esther. Dearly beloved, understand as you go today that favor is important upon your life. Favor has no need for you to be perfect. But what favor does in your life is that favor perfects all that concerns you. That you have that you think is imperfect, the advantage that you think you don't have, when the favor of the Lord comes upon you, it perfect all that concerns you. When the favor of the Lord is upon your life, he does not need your qualification. Immediately favor comes upon you, favor qualifies you. The favor of the Lord qualifies you. Beloved, understand that the denominator that brings difference to the equation of life is favor. Favor will balance the equations for you. Either it is in ministry, it is in your family, it is in business, whatever aspect of your life, what balances the equation for you is favor. And that is why you must stand and desire. By the grace of God, the month of October is dedicated that we are going to be asking for God's favor. You must begin to experience. I must begin to experience. I must begin to enjoy the favor of the Lord upon my life. You must begin to enjoy the favor of the Lord upon your life. You might be great in your effort. You might be great in your labor. But favor is the factor that brings meaning to your effort. What brings meaning to that labor? That effort you are putting into ministry, that effort you are putting into your business, it is the favor of the Lord upon you. It is the favor of the Lord that makes you be preferred. The scripture spoke about Esther. The king loved her above all other women. She's not the most beautiful. She's not the only virgin. As a matter of fact, she's an orphan. She did not come from the family of the noble, but favor, because she had obtained grace and favor. She had obtained grace and favor. It is not a matter of skill. You might be better in your skill, but favor is the key factor that you need. I want you to turn to the Lord this morning and say, Father, I need favor in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I receive divine favor in the name of Jesus. I receive divine favor. It is important for you that you call upon your life the favor of the Lord. Beloved, let me say this again. Go and listen to the message that my Father and the Lord gave to us when he came for our program this last week Thursday, where he spoke about favor. You understand better that favor brings perfection upon your life. It perfects all that concerns you. It is not a matter of qualification. It is not being qualified. It is favor that will come upon you. Esther found favor. She found grace and favor in the sight of the king, and she was chosen. She was chosen out of hundreds, out of thousands. She was preferred because the favor of the Lord is upon her life. Speak to the Lord. Lord, I receive divine favor. I step into the realm of favor, the uncommon dimension of favor, the uncommon dimension, the uncommon denominator that brings difference to life. I step into that realm in the name of Jesus. I step into the realm of favor in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray this morning. in the name of Jesus, that favor align me with God's provision for me. Favor align me with my ordained help in the name of Jesus. Favor align me with God's provision for me today. Favor align me with my ordained help in the name of Jesus. Speak to the Lord that the favor of the Lord will align you with God's provision for you every day of your life. The favor of the Lord will align you with your ordained help in the name of Jesus. Speak to the Lord that I am prepared by favor. Before you step out every morning, you prepare yourself, you prepare your children, you bathe yourself, you prepare, put on your clothes, you put on your shoes, you prepare yourself before stepping out. Speak to the Lord that in the name of Jesus, as I arise every morning to step out, I am prepared by favor. I am prepared with favor. I am made up with favor in the name of Jesus. That favor becomes part of my making in the name of Jesus. That as I step out, I find favor with God and with man in the name of Jesus. Oh, speak to the Lord. I lay hold on the treasure of favor in the name of Jesus. The scripture says about Jesus in the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and with men. Lay hold on this treasure of favor and declare to the Lord, as I step out today, I increase in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with you, my God, and with men. In the name of Jesus, I increase in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with you, my God, and with men. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the favor of the Lord be upon your life. Divine favor all the way. In the name of Jesus, that the factor that brings difference to your life come upon you in the name of Jesus. Oh, it is not just a one-time experience thing, but that the favor of the Lord be upon your life all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Beloved, let me remind you that the Lord Jesus is coming very soon. Prepare yourself. Remember, he has made you a salt and a light in this world. Be a light unto the world and be a salt that he has made you to be. Bring others to the kingdom. Bring others. Let them join our company, for our company is great. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Prepare yourself, stand by his word, and it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a favorable day.